Narayan, Narayan, Narayan. From English translation of Gita Prabodhini by Shraddhe Swamiji Sri Ramsukhdasji Maharaj. Om Shri Paramatmane Namaha. Chapter 14. I shall once again explain to you that supreme knowledge, jnana, the best of all wisdoms, that is knowledge, by knowing which all the sages have attained the highest perfection and were liberated from this mundane existence. Those who have taken refuge in this wisdom have merged into my being, are not born again, neither at the time of creation, nor do they perish, suffer at the time of final dissolution. O Bharata, that is Arjun, my Mahat Brahma, the great Prakriti or primordial matter or nature, is the womb of all creatures, in which I place the seed of all life. The birth of all beings spring forth from the combination of matter and spirit. O son of Kunti, of all the bodies that come into being from different wombs, the Mool Prakriti, that is primordial nature, is the mother, while I am the seed-giving father. The three gunas, modes, that is qualities, sattva, rajas and tamas, born of Prakriti, that is nature, bind the imperishable soul to the body, O mighty armed Arjuna. O sinless one, that is Arjuna, of these three gunas, sattvagun, being pure, is luminous and free from modifications. It binds the jeev, soul, dwelling in the body, through attachment to happiness and knowledge. No rajas to be the nature of passion, and it gives rise to attachment and desire. It binds the spirit, that is the embodied being, through attachment to action, O son of Kunti. But no tamasa, to be born of ignorance, deluding all embodied beings, it binds fast those having identification with the body, O Bharata, by heedlessness, indolence and sleep. O Bharata, that is Arjuna, sattva, that is the mode of goodness, draws one to happiness. Rajas, that is the mode of passion, draws one to action, while tamas, the mode of ignorance, verily clouds wisdom and induces one to heedlessness, that is negligence and inattention. Sattva, that is goodness, prevails over rajas, that is passion, and tamas, that is ignorance. O Bharata, rajas over sattva and tamas, and tamas over sattva and rajas. When the light of wisdom and knowledge, that is discrimination, is born in all the sense organs in the body, then one may know indeed that sattva is predominant. Greed, activity, inclination to act with interested, that is selfish motives, restlessness and craving, these spring up, O best of Bharata, when there is predominance of rajas, that is mode of passion. O Kuru Nandana, O son of Guru, when there is an increase in tamas, that is mode of ignorance, inactivity, heedlessness, inattention, negligence, delusion, and such tendencies arise, When a man dies during the predominance of Sattvagun, he obtains the pure worlds attained by men of noble and pure deeds. When one dies while in excess of Rajas, that is mode of passion, he is born among human beings attached to action, that is activity. And when one dies while Tamas is predominant, he will be born in the wombs of the deluded, that is lower species. The wise men say that the fruit of virtuous actions is sattvic, that is goodness, and pure. The fruit of rajas actions is pain and sorrow, and the fruit of tamas actions is ignorance. From sattva, the mode of goodness, arises knowledge. From rajas, the mode of passion, arises greed. And from tamas, the mode of ignorance, arises heedlessness, delusion, and ignorance. Those established in sattvagun go after death to the higher worlds, rajasic tempered, stay in the midway regions of the mortals. And those who are preeminently tamasic go down to the nether worlds in lower species. When the seer or man of wisdom discerns that the doer, agent of all actions, is none other than the gunas, that is the modes of nature, and realizes the self is beyond the gunas, he attains to my being. Having transcended these three gunas, out of which the body is evolved, the embodied soul, that is the wise one, is freed from birth, death, old age, and pain, and attains to immortality. Arjun said, O Lord, what are the marks of him who has transcended the three gunas? What is his conduct like? How can one transcend these three gunas? The Blessed Lord said, O Pandava, that is Arjun, he, the Gunatita, does not hate enlightenment of wisdom, that is Sattvagun, activity, Rajagun, and delusion, Tamogun, when they prevail, nor does he long for them when they cease. He who remains like one unconcerned, that cannot be moved by the gunas, that is the modes of nature, knowing that the gunas alone are moving among gunas, remains firmly established in the self, and he, the self, does not act, makes no effort. The wise man who regards pain and pleasure alike, dwelling in his own self, views a clod of earth, a stone and gold alike, remains in equanimity amidst the pleasant and the unpleasant, remains the same in blame, censor and praise, considers honor and dishonor alike, and is the same to friend and foe, has abandoned all new undertakings, is said to have transcended the three gunas. One who serves, worships me with exclusive devotion, transcending the three gunas, becomes eligible for attaining Brahma. For I am the abode of the immortal and the imperishable Brahma, of eternal law of righteousness, that is Dharma, and of immutable bliss. Thus, with the words Om Tat Sat, the names of the Lord in the Upanishad of the Bhagavad Gita, the knowledge of Brahma, the Supreme, the science of yoga, and the dialogue between Sri Krishna and Arjun. This is the 14th discourse designated the Yoga of the Division of the Three Gunas, that is, the modes of nature. Narayan, Narayan, Narayan.